School lunches aren't free. Families pay out of pocket for their kids' meals, but they can fall behind and get in debt with the district. This year, many northern Michigan schools plan to have student lunch debt, which has increased in recent years. And without regulation from the government to collect those dues, districts have to figure it out on their own. IPR's Taylor Wisner reports.
School lunch debt has increased in recent years to the point where the median amount each district carries is just over $3,000. That's according to the School Nutrition Association. Scott Little of the Michigan chapter of the association says for smaller districts in northern Michigan, that amount can really affect their budgets.
The district is not allowed to use those federal USDA dollars to pay that debt down. So the district is going to have to figure out where else that money is going to come from. And it's going to be coming from their general fund. So that's money they didn't budget, I'm sure, that now they would have to put towards the meal program.
Over 2 years, Suttons Bay High School has accumulated $3,000 of debt from families who didn't pay for lunches. That was until last month, when the Mitten Brewing Company paid off the students' debt. Suttons Bay Public Schools Superintendent Tim Smith says paying for school lunches is a challenge for some families in his district. He says he struggles to pay for lunch for his 5 children.
So you're talking $150 a week to feed your kids lunch and breakfast. So sometimes it adds up and other people don't have that luxury to go to the grocery store and they just get in a hole and it's hard to get out of the hole, you know.
Over the past 2 years, several school districts in the region have quietly worked with donors to pay students' debt accounts. This year in Manistee County, local businesses are working to clear $11,000 of lunch money owed. And Traverse City area public schools had their $4,000 of lunch debt paid off last year by local donors. Other districts work out payment plans with parents who are overdue on lunch money. Ludington Public Schools hired an additional food services position who mainly looks after the accounts with debt. Bottom line, school districts won't let a child go hungry. For Points North, I'm Taylor Wisner.